Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just looking around the landscape of the NFL free agency cut line, who's getting released, who's getting snatched up. And, fellas, I got some decent news. What I like to think is some decent news. Could have a little bit of life here. There's been another really, really good, or a guy that has been really, really good in the interior offensive line that has some connections to the Texans. The Patriots have released center David Andrews. Now, David Andrews has been in New England 8 years, I believe.
Longer than that.
He's been an eight-time captain. 8 years he's been a captain. How many years has he been there?
I think exactly 10 seasons.
Okay, yeah, he's early 30s, 32, 33, I believe.
Yeah.
Eight-time captain on the team, which is, to me, again, you know, that's kind of what the Texans need to be looking for. They need some, we're going to discuss this later in the show, they need some real captain-like gentlemen in this group. Let me rephrase that, some real captain-like dogs in this group. He's a Super Bowl champ. Now, he is coming off of shoulder surgery. This could be a... we're just going to retire, although I don't know why you wouldn't just say you're going to retire versus let the team announce they're going to cut, that they're cutting you, they're releasing you. But we'll see. This is a guy that came in. I believe he was a free agent pickup back in the day coming out of college.
Yeah, undrafted, yep.
Worked his way up. Not the most talented guy in the building, but from word on the street is an absolute dog, a guy that is, on the heels of the Laramie Tunsil move, and we're talking offensive line and kind of changing that the culture and the dynamic in that room. This is a guy that I think would potentially take care of some of that. And I think the dots that you got to connect here is that David Andrews is and has been in New England. It's a Nick Caserio guy. Obviously spent some time with Nick Caley. And Cole Popovich being in that organization as well for a while. They've all crossed paths. They're all very familiar with David Andrews. I got a couple of questions. Is one, does he want to play? You know, as you said, 10 years in the league, the way he has to play, that can be pretty taxing. Not the biggest human being, not the most gifted human being. It's an uphill battle and has been for him, but he's been unbelievably good.
And went from undrafted to a 10-year vet.
There you go.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
Yep.
So.
And again, eight times in New England, he was a captain. So, yep. But here's the deal. Do you want to play and are you healthy? Those are the two first, right? I don't know. It's a shoulder injury, so I'd be shocked if a guy can't come back from a shoulder injury. Are you healthy? Can you play? And I'm gonna be honest with you. For me, the two football questions I have: can he process and can he communicate? And I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he's absolutely right. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Is he a guy? I don't think people understand B. Scott. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. The luxury of having, I had this in college, I had it in the league, the few starts that I got with Mark Stepnoski. I had it in college with my man named Grant Garrett was everything you could ask for in a center. But the value in having a center that when you break the huddle, as a quarterback, I got so many things on my mind when I break the huddle, right? My process is always going to be to check the play clock. But as soon as I break the huddle, check the play clock, see the safeties. Right? What am I looking at? Is it a soft zone coverage? Do I need to adjust to a pressure? I can see that right away by checking the safeties. Do I need to rush? Do I need to call a timeout, play clock? Okay, boom. We're in really good shape, right? When you come out and do that. Okay, now I get into my calls, right? I get into, hey, we're going to slide the protection. Where's the mic? Hey, okay, what kind of coverage is Nico getting on him? Is it press? Is it soft? Is it inside leverage? Is it outside leverage? Is that route going to convert to this or that? Okay, do I need to change this play to a run because the pass protection isn't there? What do I need to do? You don't know how valuable it is on two fronts to have a center say, I can handle the protection part of this, right? Now, as a quarterback, I can always trump you. I can always say, you shut the hell up. I got this. This is where we're going.
Right.
But you're going to handle that. And then on the flip side of that, to have a center that also goes, hey, play clock, man, we got to snap this thing. When you're in the middle of it and you're over here, you know, you're jiving and you're trying to figure things out, and that play clock gets to five and there's something there that tells him there's a clock in his head that, hey, man, I got to speed this thing along. Like, that is so valuable, right? And then you look at where the Texans have been and what they appear to have struggled with is just the sheer communication of what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
Right? So I just can't emphasize enough what the value of a good veteran center that can simply process and communicate, even if he's not the best in terms of pass protection and run blocking, and he's a little bit on the older side and doesn't have it, you know, what he used to have. If you can communicate and process in this league and move your feet, you can play a long time and you can damn sure help the Houston Texans.
Yeah, man. Never been to a Pro Bowl, never been named an All Pro, none of that, but has all of those other things that you're talking about, the experience,
yeah,
the winning experience on top of that. And I don't think, like, the other side of this conversation with the Texans as it pertains to the Texans is, and we don't talk about this a lot, but they have now gone back-to-back years with either a turnstile at the center position, yeah, or an inexperienced center. Like, think about it. In C.J. Stroud's
first... With a rookie quarterback behind him.
With a rookie quarterback behind him.
And a first-year play caller on the sideline.
Exactly. Well, and that's the first year, right? Rookie quarterback, first-year play caller in the first year, and it's a turnstile at center.
Yeah.
Eventually, it becomes Michael Dieter, who's a lifelong backup, right? And so that's probably not an ideal situation. And then last season, in C.J. Stroud's second season, and we understand all of the issues that they had offensively, but at center, it's supposed to be Juice Scruggs, who, by the way, didn't play a whole lot of center in his rookie season.
Right.
He was hurt to start the season and then ends up playing a lot of guard to end the season. And so he's basically a second-year guy but kind of a rookie center going in there last year with C.J. Stroud's second year. So, and then, of course, they move him to guard, and now it's Jarrett Patterson. And then Jarrett Patterson is giving you probably the best that you could probably expect out of Jarrett Patterson. Yeah. But how much of a plan is that? He should be a guy that's around and given an opportunity to compete. But obviously, you're trying to plan for more than that, right? So that's what it comes down to, like the fact that you have had either inconsistent or inexperienced center play for the last couple of years with C.J. Stroud, and this guy is the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, a decade in the league, a part of the Patriots all-decade team from the last decade, and like as you mentioned, an eight-time captain. Oh, that leadership void that you're talking about, if that is in fact an issue, not an issue if you bring this guy in. You're not having those same concerns.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I just can't. We don't talk about it enough because it's kind of off in the weeds when it comes to radio. It's a hard conversation to have, to always emphasize, like, the importance of that center, man, and the fact that the Texans haven't had a consistent one. Let's not forget about being great or just a consistent center. You don't know how important that is to winning and playing good up front, and how important that is to C.J. Stroud. I mean, that's just one more thing that's on C.J. Stroud's plate when you constantly changing your center, right? Whether it's just the cadence or taking snaps underneath or all of that stuff, the speed, the tempo of the snap and how it's getting back, how accurate it is or isn't. One guy, hey, I gotta be aware of this snap. He's spraying the snaps all over the place. I gotta be really aware. Or one guy puts it in my chest and in my hands in my catch window every single time and gives me the laces 90% of the time. Like, that is a huge advantage if you can get that center. The thing that scares me, look, I've said it multiple times, I would have zero problem if Jarrett Patterson was a center for this football team. I would have zero problem for that. I think he did an admirable job last year, and I think as a center, as I asked here about David Andrews, can you process and can you communicate? I don't need you to be the best run blocker. I don't need you to be the best pass protector. 99% of the time, you're getting help anyway. Either you're helping somebody or you're getting help, right? So I don't necessarily need a guy that is lock, stock, and barrel, great in a run game, great in a pass game, great communicator, great processor. Like, I just need a guy to check the boxes of processing and communicating. And if I think there's a chance Jarrett Patterson could do that. But if you get a chance to bring in a veteran that has the pelts on the walls like a David Andrews, he still wants to play. He still got that tread on the tire, and he can still go. Nobody would know that better than Nick Caserio, Nick Cayley, Cole Popovich, and company. So keep an eye on that one if he does indeed still want to play ball.
And look, I want to be clear. I don't know that David Andrews is better than Jarrett Patterson right now. Like, I can't tell you that for a fact. All I'm saying is, if you tell me, hey, we've had C.J. Stroud for 2 years and it's been a turnstile at the center position, how would you like to give him a center that won two Super Bowls with Tom Brady?
Come on, man.
Tom Brady center.
Sports Radio 610. Houston Texans breaking news.
He said Houston Texans, baby. I like it. 2:30 in the show. We already breaking some news. T, what you got?
Yes, the Houston Texans and Nick Caserio, they're at it again. Another trade in Rapoport. Checking in here. There's been a trade. The Vikings guard, Ed Ingram. That is a guard, folks. Ed Ingram from the Vikings is being traded to the Texans, sources tell Ian Rapoport, as Houston continues to rework their offensive line. The former second-round guard from LSU is on the move to Houston.
I don't know. Again, I'm not real familiar with Ed Ingram, but I love the move in a sense of we're not gonna take what's available just in free agency and sign these guys. We're going to go out and we're going to flip stones, as we all know Nick Caserio does, and we're going to find somebody that's available. We're going to find somebody important here, guys. We're going to find somebody in a system that's using similar terminology, speaking the same language. O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings, their offense is a McVay Shanahan offense. So again, I'm not saying it's the exact same, but I would be shocked if like the big pieces, like, hey, here's how we protect our quarter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Quarterback We're going with Scat Wright, and Scat Wright means the same thing in Minnesota's offense as it does in Houston's offense. Smoke protection is a five-man protection where you're getting everybody out, and it's just like the terminology means something very, very similar, if not the exact same. So that is key here. A Texas guy.
Yeah, I can can at least tell you Ed Ingram has started 41 games over the last 3 years, started all 17 his rookie year, 15 games his second year, and then last year started 9 of 16 games. So has a lot of experience over the last 3 years. Obviously, as mentioned, was a second-round pick. So a guy that's played a lot of football.
Yeah, 26 years old, played a lot of football. Obviously very talented, being a former second-round pick. You're talking 6'3", 307, and played a lot of football, to your point, young. So if this is if they hit on this move, I would think that this is a guy that's going to be good for years to come here in Houston, give you a handful of years. Anyway, so I love this move. Desperate need at the interior offensive line position. If you can go out and get a guy that again comes from a team that's playing a similar style of offense, using some of the same terminology, that is a huge plus. That guy comes in here, he doesn't have to spend a month now learning the terminology and learning what this or that means. It's really picking up on the advanced classes of this offense, and he should fit in very, very well. Again, a guy that, given the Texans' situation offensively, it needed to be a plug-and-play offensive lineman. This is a plug-and-play offensive lineman in every sense of the word. All right, we'll react to this on the flip side of it. I didn't realize, T. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go over there. It's quite a bit of a run there.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.